How long does it take to leash train a puppy? By WatsonDogProducts.com. Taking your puppy for a walk and walking together is a dream for many people. While walking is easy, walking on a leash for a puppy is complicated and needs training. Thus, training your puppy to walk with a leash is your priority. Before taking it on a walk, learn how to leash train your puppy and how long does it take to leash train a puppy in the blog. Before we dig into leash training, let's learn what leash training is. According to SniffSpot, a leash-trained dog is a dog that has been taught to walk with a loose leash by your side, and one that doesn't pull, cross in front of you, or bark uncontrollably at the sight of other dogs, cats, humans, or other distractions. Benefits of puppy leash training. Leash training your puppy will let you have better control over them while walking. When a pup is leash trained, it will not pull the leash and is less likely to engage with other puppies or dogs. Some of the benefits of leash training your puppy are 1. Leash training your puppy will prevent it from engaging in conflicts and ensure safer walks. 2. A leash trained dog means a well-behaved dog. Your puppy starts feeling safe on a leash when you train them. And a safe puppy can walk confidently and calmly. 3. Pulling your puppy on the walk can irritate them, resulting in a harmful situation. And leash training your puppy will decrease the chances of pulling. 4. A leash-trained dog is welcomed in public. This will allow the owner to take the puppy in a dog-friendly environment and let the puppy be more social. Here is how you can make your puppy socialize more. How long does it take to leash train a puppy? Dogs' personality change as they grow. It starts developing at a young age and finishes when they mature. By then, they have grown set habits. This is why you should begin to leash training when they are still playful. This is also why leash training your puppy takes less time than training a dog. Puppies have shorter attention spans than dogs. So it would be best to take breaks between the training to ensure your puppy doesn't get irritated and you get the best result. Your puppy's leash training should start at the young age of 4 to 6 weeks. And ideally, a puppy should be leash trained within a month. You need to spend 10 to 15 minutes every day on the training. However, the process may take longer, depending on the puppies and training techniques. You should also reinforce the leash training occasionally because when they reach the age of around 8 to 9 months, they may act as if they have never been trained. Dogs hit adolescence at this age. Here are a few things you should remember while leash training your puppy. 1. Start training your puppy in a place where they feel safe and comfortable. 2. Familiarize them with leashes and harnesses before the training starts. 3. Keep high-quality treats nearby. 4. Be patient with them. If you have an older dog, try to be extra patient with them because they have previously learned habits. 5. Ensure your puppy/dog is comfortable with the leash or harness you are using. Leashes and harnesses. When deciding whether to use a leash or a harness, you should keep a few things in mind, such as the style, the materials, and the length and width. The standard nylon/rubber leash, the nylon or rubber leash, is the most common among other leashes. These are strong but lightweight enough to hold a puppy, ranging in length from 4 to 8 feet, with 6 feet being the most common. This length allows for plenty of movement while remaining short enough to give you complete control of your dog if necessary. Harness. A harness is safer for puppies as it is lenient on the neck. There are types of harnesses: front clip, back clip, safety harness, and dual clip. Harnesses come in leather and nylon. While nylon is lightweight, breathable, and easy to clean, leather harnesses are long-lasting and easy to keep clean. Retractable leash. These types of leashes allow you to vary the length and allow your puppy to move freely. You can lock the leash at a certain length and grow it from 4 to 30 feet. The materials are generally nylon. Remember to use the retractable leash on a leash-trained puppy. Conclusion. Raising a puppy while teaching and training about how to behave will take a lot of effort. You have to be patient and easy with them while they explore. Every puppy is different, and so is their way of learning. Leash training your puppy would allow you to take it on walks and create a better bond. Once the puppy is leash trained, you will find yourself a forever trusted companion for your walks.